I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Cellist and folk singer Layla McCalla was raised in New Jersey by Haitian immigrant parents. She picked up the cello as a young student, and after studying performance and chamber music at NYU, Layla left New York for New Orleans and began busking and exploring cultural connections between Louisiana and Haiti with Creole tunes, Haitian rhythms and instruments, adding Cajun fiddle melodies, traditional jazz banjo, and folk songs from both regions. Now a mother of three, Layla reflected on her mother and father.
My parents are Haitian immigrants. They immigrated during the Duvalier regime in the 60s. Both of my parents have worked in human rights and activism for Haitian human rights for years. I think my parents really wanted me to recognize my Haitian identity, which is challenging, you know, when you're raising a kid in the United States. And so it's been interesting for me because I think a lot of what has motivated my work is to try to connect to that, to try to understand it.
Reach back in.
Yeah, to fill in all the gaps in my knowledge and things that I never learned from my parents.
How did you find the cello?
The cello found me. I did not know what a cello was. But basically, not enough people signed up to play cello and I got stuck. You know, I consider it the happiest accident of my life.
At what point do you see, or is there a key point where with the cello you see, hey, I could be doing other things with the cello beyond the classical repertoire?
So a couple things happen. I studied with an amazing cellist named Andrei Emelianov, who really elevated my cello playing and made me feel like I wanted to be a classical performer. And then I was invited to a party by my aunt when I was 18 years old in Brooklyn. And there was a band called the Voodoo Drums of Haiti. And it was my first time seeing the cello being played in that context by a cellist named Rufus Cappadocia, who lives in New York and who's one of my mentors. And I was just like, that is an option? Why am I not doing that?
Yeah.
And I think that that really set me on this path that I'm on now.
It does feel like your sense of complex identity and where do you fit in has taken flight in the capitalist blues.
For sure.
Tell me about the title track. I mean, that is both jazz and it's also protest. That song to me is kind of a tragicomedy.
Well, I wrote this song just thinking about that pressure to be successful and have more things and, you know, and how many people struggle with just being stable. And so I was really thinking about those things and asking myself, you know, on a personal level, just why do I want to be a musician? Why is this the right thing? And when other people start profiting off of the act of creating music, you know, what does that do to the soul? What does that do to your spirit?
You keep telling me to climb this ladder. I've got to pay my dues. But as I rise, the stakes get higher.
This project, Our Native Daughters, it's beautiful. And everybody on the cover's got a banjo.
Yeah, and I'm pregnant with twins on that cover.
So a banjo and more.
Yeah.
And tell me who's involved here.
Rhiannon Giddens, Amethyst Kia, and Allison Russell.
There is something very powerful about four women of color standing with banjos resolutely on the cover.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I read an interview that Allie did about this project, this album, and she talks about, you know, the tokenism of, okay, you know, festival organizers or presenters being like, okay, we're going to have one black banjo player, and if it's a woman, then great, you know? And so, yeah, to be four of us together and say, and be saying there should be more of us and there are more of us, I think is an important statement to be making in this day and age.
I didn't know why.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.